Man, in case you didn't know, that's where I'm at. An open mind to not and express the vibe. In my words, hit by dick. Where I'm at. Been not a waste of my time. Feel like I'm doing it right. Stay present, that's where I'm at. We are a part of the plan to win the best that we can. So bump it, bump it, that's where
Talking Music. I'm Taya J, joined today by Alex Mackenzie Lowe of the band AMAC and The Height. Alex, talk to me a little bit about where your band name comes from.
Oh, well, everybody's been calling me AMAC since I was a wee young lad, so that was just my nickname for most of my life. And then The Height was the formation of the initial band. We just wanted music that lift you up, kind of inspire you, take you to the height. So just, yeah, I wanted to exemplify that uplifting kind of vibe.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about The Height. Who are the members of your band as it stands right now?
So we got my man Esky Steven Edwards on the bass. We've been playing together for probably 6 or 7 years. We got Jake Setters on the drums. We got a new lead guitar player. That'd be Greg King. He's a Berklee Music School grad. Big shredder. And then we got Johnny Bosby Shell, formerly of Eminence Ensemble, on the keyboards. So good, strong five piece.
And what's your band dynamic like right now? How do you guys balance each other out?
We balance each other out spiritually, emotionally, musically. We're like just brothers in a Sprinter van, traveling around and learning from each other, always grounding each other. Learning lessons. It's been really just drama-free, just good vibes with this crew. And so I think we all feel pretty blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. Alex, how do you describe your music to someone who's never heard you before?
I guess the quick elevator pitch is just reggae rock fusion. You know, and then from there, we add in, you know, a lot of jam band kind of vibes. Also some hip-hop and some funk music. So really just feel-good kind of party music, but definitely with the reggae foundation underneath it all.
Well, with that in mind, let's kick off the show with a song. What should we hear first?
How about we take a listen to Finally Woke off our last album?
Yes, sir. I would never
a tragedy.
Everybody looked at me, they laughed at me.
The devil on my back, he was attacking me.
Steady on my neck, he never let me breathe.
Gotta make a change, like actually. Lessons, they start happening. My boys, the label family, God, they all started backing me. Cause I create change, bleed happiness. I found myself, I love myself, and I stay passionate. I'm not no pacifist, you could watch me pass the fist. Stand toe to toe, even though I could take massive hits. Boy, that's where the balance is. I'll strategize and balance it. Analyze, analysis, achieve, become the alchemist. Oh yeah, that's what the outcome is. For now, I'm on my journey. All that negativity they speak will never hurt me.
I say, whoa. Conscious thinking while you grow, plant the water in your soul. But am I not open to the flow? That's how we know. When I finally woke, the world was a different place. When I finally woke, with the strength to hope in both eyes. When I finally woke, the truth right in front of me. I knew I would never be the same again.
Just heard Finally Woke from AMAC and The Height. Alex of the band is joining me today. I've heard the band described as, quote, fascinated with pushing the envelope of artistic expression. Can you say more about that?
We just, you know, like I was talking about earlier, we like to mix as many genres together as we can. We try and get very creative and break the mold, you know, of whatever people think reggae or reggae rock music should be. So we try and not put boundaries on ourselves when we're writing songs. Kind of anything goes. So it's just a very, yeah, artistic expression, not trying to stay in the box, if you will.
Yeah. And how do you find the response to that technique from your audience?
I think they're loving it. I mean, all of our shows and the feedback we get seems to indicate that they really like how open we are to just many different styles and how they can't really put our finger on us, so to say. So yeah, I think people really appreciate the diversity and just not knowing what you're going to hear on the next song.
Yeah, keeping us all engaged in the time of the short attention span.
Correct. Yeah, and we try and translate that not only in our recordings, but also in our live experience. We're always playing the different sets with different transitions, different kind of jam points, just to keep the crowd engaged and not knowing what's coming next.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and take a listen to something else. What should we hear next, Alex?
How about we listen to one off the new record? This is a longer one, along with what we were just talking about. It's kind of a journey through a lot of different genres. This one is called Head First.
We'll be right back. so far for me to wanna kick it down. I don't play them games no more. Lessons repeat, the work keeps turning round. I'm bound to meet you on higher ground. We get washed out in this storm. So it's time to cut the cord. Living in the past, now it's time to cut.
We just heard Head First. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm joined today by Alex Mackenzie Lowe of the band AMAC and The Height. Alex, I would describe your music as positive and affirming. Where do you source your affirmation from?
I've been a songwriter most of my life, and I've particularly been into the poetry, you know, lyric portion of it. I just feel like music should be used in a way that inspires people and pushes positivity and, you know, just kind of encourages people to live their best life. I know that sounds super cheesy, but I just like bringing out the best in people. And I think songwriting is a great way to do that. So I've always kind of put a high standard on the lyrics and made that a focus, so people are hearing the message, you know, and not just the good reggae vibes.
Yeah, nicely said. You mentioned this a little bit before, but I'm curious, what do you love about playing music live?
I love the synergy of working with a band. And, you know, like I said, we are into the jam kind of scene on the edges of it. We love bands like Humphreys McGee, Grateful Dead, String Cheese, all of that. And so we love just listening, putting ourselves in the moment and creating spontaneous musical moments on the spot. And I think that really just lights the fire in all of us, just seeing where we can take the music in the moment and watch it grow right in front of us.
I'm always curious, when you hear something that you love for the first time, can you describe that feeling? Like when you hear a song that you're just like, oh yeah, that's it. How would you describe that feeling?
Restorative. Brings the best out in the soul, just you know, gives you all the good feels, and like I said before, inspires you and makes you want to do positive, awesome things in the world.
Positive, awesome things. What a nice message.
Simple, well, but you know,
simple honest. But necessary and honest. Yeah, absolutely. Well, speaking of restorative music, let's take a listen to something else. What should we hear next, Alex?
How about an old track of ours? This one I wrote about 15 years ago, but it's been recorded many times over with different styles and kind of relates to what we were just talking about. This one's called Sun Comes Up.
Knowing it's showing up, he okay. No one to blame, no, no. To brighter days, no, no. Forget the faucet, I'm paid. The struggle wasn't in vain. Well, yeah, the cold fights, bitter nights, raise my mind, then. Living in a prison of mental walls and only hymns. Where I find friends and motivation. News gets my inspiration. Conflate my associations. Learn to love and live with him. I got love, and all is well. I find peace in knowing myself. Knowing my sticks make me grow. The more I know, the less I know. If the mic take control. The beat flow, sun comes up. I keep going, 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 going. The sun comes up. I keep going, going, going. Say when the sun comes up. I keep going, 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 going. The sun comes up. I keep going, 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 going. Enough.
Every time the sun come up, gotta choose fate. Rolling out of bed, and you know that I'ma give thanks. Ship sank, submarine now. Gotta find a way to keep. Drown. Believe how to these we be down. Reach for these mountains, climb for these crowns. Love is never silent, screaming out loud. Fight till the finish, breathe beneath clouds. It's not all fun and games, boy. It's a big hustle. It takes a lot more than the gym to prove muscle. And even though I broke his chin, I had some bruised knuckles. Rhythms for the kings and queens.
With the lights down low and the beat running slow, slow, slow. So many things come my brain. The sound of stress and shame. When the dead end hits, and I would have thought it right. But for every bad moment, there's a better one to come, and it's not black and white, more like fact and fiction. What you make, you create, though the light seems to fade. Your ship in dark pursuit, found us dancing in the rain. We found key, nothing but a drum makes us laugh. Cause we found time to lose time, that time is well spent. Long road ahead, yes, we took hand in hand. Took hand in hand, yes, we took hand. We barely could stand. Sun comes up.
We just heard Sun Comes Up from AMAC and the Height. AMAC and the Height will be playing at Paonia Cherry Days on Monday, July 4th on the gazebo stage in Paonia Town Park from 7 to 9 p.m. Alex, what can we hope for in that show?
We can hope for just musical joy to pour out over everyone and smiles to run free and wild. No, I'm just kidding. We look forward to some great new music. We got some cool brand new covers we're going to bust out for this one. Some jams, like I said, we've just been really honing in on what we can create on stage in the moment through listening to each other and being open. So, yep, some good jams are going to be coming afoot. And just good vibes overall. We're really excited to be there.
Awesome. I'm all for the musical joy. I loved the first answer. I think that's great. We all need a little of that in our lives these days.
I totally agree.
Well, I'm going to have you take us out on one last song, but I'm curious before you go, what is something you're really, really passionate about or inspired by right now?
I am super passionate, inspired about van life. I just moved into my Sprinter van for the summer, fall, however long. And so just traveling around the country and meeting people and writing new songs and new environments and just living life on the road has been really bringing joy to my soul. So that's where I'm at.
Nice. Wonderful. Let's have you take us out on one last song. What should we hear?
Let's do a little love song. This one is called Smile, and it's also off our new record.
Awesome. Well, we're really looking forward to having you in Paonia. Cherry Days is a super fun time to be here. So we will look forward to seeing you in Town Park.
Heck yeah. Sounds awesome.
Cool. Thanks so much for making time, Alex. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Touch no ground, feel like I'm lost and bound, dancing up in the clouds, hoping I don't come down. Hey. Been a long, long time, and I forgot what it feels like. Been a long time, and I forgot what it feels like. Never ever thought I'd see your eyes looking at me from the inside. If it ain't meant to be, well then I'm blind.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. For more Talkin' Music programming, visit kvnf.org. AMAC and the Height will be playing at Paonia Cherry Days on Monday, July 4th at the gazebo stage in Paonia Town Park from 7 to 9 p.m. We look forward to seeing you there.
Time and I forgot what it feels like.